If you're going west these days, young man, or young woman either, take a shovel with you. In 10 western states this morning, more than 500,000 acres of forest are burning. Just about every available wildland firefighter is assigned somewhere, 21,000 people. The greatest threats to homes and towns are in Oregon and Washington states, both suffering drought. Tom Bonsi reports from the fire lines near Leavenworth, Washington.
Icicle Creek runs through Leavenworth. Icicle Ridge looms over this mountain resort town. But this week, the names seem like a cruel joke. It's sweltering hot, bone dry, the ridge is on fire, and the beautiful homes along the creek are getting a visit from Sheriff's Deputy Phyllis Bricker. No one's home at this little cabin in the pines, so Bricker tucks an evacuation warning in the door jamb.
You can get it to stay in there.
The flyer warns that the approaching fire will severely test our ability to provide protection.
Basically asking them to be prepared to leave, and we're letting them know that this may be the only notice they get.
Brickert says deputies visited over 100 vulnerable homes yesterday.
What I would recommend that people do is get together their important papers, the things that they want to save, get them in the vehicle, anything that they want to get out of their residence so that if they have to leave quickly, that they wouldn't have to then start packing.
Leavenworth resident T.J. Dreiss was home when a state trooper brought him the same evacuation warning. Now Dreiss is up on the roof of his two-story cabin.
Yeah, we're sweeping off the needles off the roof to make sure that if a spark comes by, it won't ignite the needles. We're worried about the spot fires.
Sprinklers are running around the clock on roofs and gardens in the neighborhood.
We're very fire conscious. We've had fires before. We kind of know what we need to do. A lot of people have prepared areas around their homes, safety zones they call it, and some of them haven't.
Pine boughs brush right up against his own house.
Some of us who live in the woods, if we lose the trees, we may as well lose the house. So we'll suffer the consequences as they come to us.
The steady thump-thump of helicopter blades echoes across the valley below the hillside cabin. At the fire command post, Division Supervisor Mike Asher says they requested more air support but can't get it. In fact, Asher says he's asking for more of everything but is finding the regional resource pool tapped out.
You've got as many large project fires going in a state like we've got right now, and the losses are occurring as they are on other incidents. Priorities are totally up in the air.
Asher says firefighters are pulling 12-hour shifts in the brutal 95-degree heat because there's no one to spell them.
Normally, yes, we would be rotating crews in and out. We've been extremely limited on the resources we've received on this incident, and thus far, there's been no rotation of anything.
More help is on the way, says Nancy Lowell, a spokeswoman at the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, Idaho.
What we're doing right now is moving people from fire to fire depending on where the most critical need is. And as some of the fires become contained, it frees up resources that we can move to other fires.
Strong winds may challenge firefighters today as a cold front moves into the interior northwest. It's a double-edged sword. The weather front lowers the blazing temperatures, but gusty winds could whip up the flames and overrun brand new fire breaks. Fresh help is on the way from the military. One battalion of Marines and another of U.S. Army troops are being deployed to the Northwest wildfires. In Oregon, National Guard troops have been called up. They're getting a refresher course on wildland fire safety before hitting the lines. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Leavenworth, Washington.